I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, September 24th. Well, the city of Quincy now has a fraud prevention officer. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says he has hired Cheryl Bambry of Quincy to fill the new position that was approved in this year's budget. Bambry has been in charge of the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office Are You OK program for many years, providing well-being phone calls to seniors across Norfolk County. Bambry will be leaving the sheriff's office to take on the new position. Koch says Bambry will have an office in the Kennedy Center alongside the Council on Aging and will be providing information on how to identify and avoid being scammed to the city's seniors. The position pays $90,000 a year. Koch proposed that new position after former Elder Services Director Tom Clasby was indicted for embezzling over $100,000 in public funds. That case is still pending. The Quincy Fire Department has 10 new firefighters. A swearing-in ceremony was held recently at Quincy City Hall to welcome the new firefighters to the department. Acting Fire Chief Gary Smith told the new recruits that they're joining an outstanding department that is the envy of fire departments in the state. Smith praised Union Local 792 and its president, Firefighter Tom Bowes. Mayor Thomas Koch also praised the union and urged the new firefighters to use compassion when dealing with the public. The new firefighters are undergoing 2 weeks of training at the Quincy Fire Academy at the former St. Mary's School in West Quincy and will then have 10 weeks of training at the State Fire Academy in Stowe. The Quincy Zoning Board of Appeals has approved of a new affordable housing development for seniors in Wollaston. The board last night voted unanimously in favor of the Quincy Housing Authority plans for a 7-story, 94-unit building on the vacant lot behind Tobin Towers on Clay Street. The building will include 94 one-bedroom apartments, a 22-space parking garage, and a 111-space parking lot. PBD Properties of Braintree will develop the project, which has already received planning board approval. The building will be available to people 62 and older who qualify for affordable housing. During the initial leasing, preference will be given to Quincy residents for 70% of the units through a lottery system. Ward 5 Councilor Dan Minton had requested that Quincy residents always be given preferential treatment. However, the developer said that was prohibited by state law. One person was killed and another injured after a shooting at a Brockton Park yesterday afternoon. Officers arrived at Finnegan Park at Crescent and Montello Streets after receiving a report of a shooting. Police found two victims at the scene. One of the victims, a 40-year-old man, was found with gunshot wounds and life-threatening injuries. He was taken to Brockton Hospital, where he later died. The other victim did not have gunshot wounds, but was also taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The suspect fled the scene in a black Nissan Rogue with an out-of-state registration. The car was later found at the Wessagusset School on North Street in Weymouth. State and Brockton police are still investigating. Avon firefighters, police, and other law enforcement responded to a fatal industrial accident at a business in Avon yesterday afternoon. Officials say they were called to 254 Bodwell Street for a report of a man with a head injury at about 3 p.m. First responders arrived and found a man inside the business suffering from fatal injuries. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The Canton Fire Department blood transfusion truck and a Stoughton fire crew also responded to the scene to assist. State police, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, were called in to investigate. The Office of the Chief Medical Examiner also responded to the scene. Multiple law enforcement agencies, including officers from the Massachusetts Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, removed more than 100 animals from a property in Plimpton yesterday. The MSPCA said 99 of the animals seized are farm birds, including chickens, turkeys, geese, quail, ducks, and one guinea hen. Two dogs, two cats, five rabbits, two ferrets, and five goats were also seized. The majority of the animals were brought to MSPCA Angel at Nevin's Farm in Methuen. The dogs and two of the rabbits were brought to the MSPCA Angel Cape Cod Adoption Center in Centerville. Plimpton police said they were contacted by the homeowner on Monday regarding animals kept by tenants on the property. The MSPCA was contacted and a warrant was issued Tuesday morning to remove the animals from the property. The woman who owns the animals said this is a disagreement with her mother who owns the property. She said the MSPCA first came to the property on Monday and came back yesterday with a search warrant. The MSPCA says since the animals were seized as part of a warrant, they'll be held pending the outcome of the investigation and are not available for adoption. It's unclear what charges will be filed. The city of Boston has paid a total of $150,000 to two men who were wrongfully accused in the high-profile murder of Carol Stewart, a case that shocked the nation and fanned racial tensions across the city. Mayor Michelle Wu's office authorized payments of $100,000 to Willie Bennett and $50,000 to Alan Swanson. Carol Stewart, a 29-year-old pregnant white woman, was shot and killed in what her husband, Charles Chuck Stewart, claimed was a carjacking by an armed black man who forced his way into their car as the couple left a birthing class at a city hospital on October 23, 1989. Charles further claimed that the man ordered them to drive to Mission Hill and then rob them before killing Carol. The accusations led to a citywide manhunt, a widespread stop and frisk crackdown, and the wrongful targeting of Bennett and Swanson. Swanson and Bennett denied having any involvement in Carol Stewart's death. Months after Stewart was killed, it was revealed that Charles Stewart had orchestrated her murder. Charles Stewart's younger brother told investigators that Charles had murdered his wife in an attempt to collect life insurance money. Charles Stewart later died by suicide after jumping off the Tobin Bridge. Neither Swanson nor Bennett were formally charged with anything related to the case, but both men were publicly labeled as suspects in the notorious killing. In 2023, Mayor Wu issued a formal apology to Swanson and Bennett, acknowledging the harm caused by the city to the black community. A check of business news this morning, and stocks pulled back yesterday. The Dow was down 88 points. The Nasdaq fell 215. The S&P lost 36. Asian stocks are mixed following the drop on Wall Street as Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said stock prices were, quote, fairly highly valued. Currencies, the dollar rose, the euro was down, oil at $63 a barrel. Sports, Red Sox beat the Blue Jays in Toronto, 4-1, play again tonight at 7 o'clock. Forecast from the National Weather Service, today rain could be heavy at times with a high of 68, showers this evening at a low 65, more rain tomorrow, and maybe an embedded thunderstorm, high of 72. Friday, partly cloudy, high 79, and partly cloudy Saturday, high 78. The marine forecast calling for a 1 to 2 foot waves, winds northeast at 5 to 10, increasing 10 to 15 knots with gusts to 20 at a high tide at 1:40 p.m. Sunrise 6:33, sets at 6:37. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, September 24th.